This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Fianna Fáil Clare TD and Chairman of the Oireachtas Education and Youth Committee, Cathal Crowe, was with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Cathal, why do you want shorter school days?
Well, I don't necessarily want shorter school days, but I'm Chairman of the Oireachtas Education Committee. I am a school teacher, primary school teacher by profession. We've recently come back to from Finland as a committee, and we've witnessed how they have a total different view on how the school day should be structured. It is shorter than ours.
And isn't that what the Dáil committee's proposing?
Yeah, but we went over. So just to give you a flavour of what they have, they might have 3 hours of contact lessons in a day, whereas we might have 5 hours. The one big change, I think, what I saw over there would be positive to implement in Ireland would be more breaks. And when a child is having a school break, and I saw it myself for 16 years as a teacher and many years more as a student myself, same as yourself, but when you're out in the yard getting fresh air, you come in energised, you're ready for the next lesson. I think at times we have curriculum overload in Ireland. We have all of our subjects, 12 in total. But then on top of that, we've so many initiatives, many of them good initiatives, but they're all loaded in on top of the teachers, on top of the students. It just makes the day very congested. It's not so in Finland. I don't think they have a perfect system, but we think as a committee that their system merits, I should say, some investigation. There seems to be a calmness, a focus in the classrooms that sometimes is hard to find in Irish classroom because there's so much coming at the children and so much for the teachers to try to cover from September to June.
Is this primary or secondary you're talking about?
So this is primary. Now, we saw it working quite well. So they would have a lesson, they would take a break. They wouldn't rush their meals. In Ireland, you know, you've about 10 minutes to eat your lunch, the bell rings and run out to the yard, play and run back in. Everything's fast charged. In Finland, they give more breaks. They have less subjects. I don't think we should get to that point, but I do feel as a teacher that we load a whole lot more. It's not just the 12 subjects, it's everything else. So if I can illustrate that, last year, adolescents got the mood of the whole nation. Everyone was talking about Netflix series. And the following day, in the media, in the Dáil, in political debate, in discourse, schools need to fix this. If there's a national debate about childhood obesity, schools need to fix it. Every single social malaise seems to go back on the schools that somehow we have to fix and teach our way out of everything. That's not the case. There's a role for parents, community, but school can't be the bandage for every social malaise. And I think we need to sometimes get back to the core things here, literacy, numeracy, well-being. A child should be happy in school. PE, physical education, the basics. And sometimes you can overthink a system. And I think we probably have got to that point in Ireland where we've looked at Britain particularly and the United States. Yeah. But the Scandic model is also worth looking at. And it has children a bit more relaxed. And you know what? Their attainment in the classroom is quite good as well.
Okay, so what exactly is the Dáil Education Committee proposing then?
We're not making hard and fast proposals. One of the things I think that we would like to see a little bit more is allowing children a bit more time to play, a bit more time to have their lunch, to feel energised.
So a longer break.
Our brains as adults, if you try, I've gone off over the years since leaving it, formal education, gone off and done courses. And after an hour and a half of listening to content, you zone out and it's very hard to follow things. You can imagine for a young child with all the distractions in the world and the childhood mind, the imagination, it's very hard to keep focused. So we have a habit in Irish classrooms, you know, maths is over, close the books, take out your English books. Now, when I trained up in Mary Eye, they did advocate things like getting all the kids on their feet, stretching, yawning, maybe singing a song, doing a nursery rhyme and on to the next lesson. But in Finland, it was all out to the yard, fresh air in the lungs, run around. And we can sometimes we overthink the whole idea of well-being as well. We always think that, you know, children need the release of talking about everything. They do, and that is important. But sometimes a bit of playtime, going back to what childhood is all about, is actually good therapy in itself.
So a lot of listeners, Cathal, getting in touch, and we want to bring those in. So if you can just summarise, what exactly is it that the Dáil Committee wants people to consider? Because I know a report has been compiled after this trip, and we've heard all about it. So what exactly is it that you want people to consider? Longer breaks? How longer? How much longer?
We shouldn't be rushing lunchtime. We should allow children to eat and digest. It shouldn't be all around the bell ringing and get up and run and back out. I think we need a bit more time of that. I don't think we should have this initiative overload. This teacher burnout is colossal, but also the burnout of our young people is colossal. So I think a little bit more simplification. Sometimes simple is better. I'm not saying old ways are always best, but I think we've got ourselves to a point where we're overloading our curriculum, too much going on. We overthink the simple things. So I'm not suggesting shorten the day, because I don't think that would be workable for anyone really, and I don't think parents would thank us for that. But I do think the day could be structured a little bit differently. It could be more generous to what childhood is all about. Having fun, playing, getting fresh air, and then knuckling down to what needs to be done. You can get the balances a little bit better than we've had it for many years. We inherited a Victorian education.
Yeah, and we still have it. And we pile everything back on the teachers. 1800 453 106, the number. Cathal, stay with us for a few moments. Lisa O'Sullivan-Shaw is with us on the line today. What do you make of these proposed changes, Lisa?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
All right, good.
Good. So initially when I heard about this, I'd say the whole nation of Irish parents were going, oh, mother of God, here we go again. They'll be at home before we drop them off. But listening to Cathal's their explanation of what they're actually looking for, I don't have any issue with it. I have four bios, and I'm telling you, I know that they would benefit from the more breaks. There's nothing there that in the proposal that I wouldn't disagree with as a parent.
Yeah.
You know, I do think there is a lot on the curriculum for Irish kids, which is something we kind of we're proud of, because I do think the Irish educational system is very broad. I still remember my lakes and rivers. I've made absolutely no use of them throughout my adult life. But isn't it great to have all that fundamental knowledge? But I do agree with, because I, as I said, I have four boys that are quite very active, and they do react better to when you have, you know, you have a break in between things. I think they grasp more. So I can see definitely that. But I think the initial thing that's coming out at the minute, like, the, you know, when I heard this morning, well, there's a proposal for more breaks. And I think initially parents were thinking, oh my God, like I'm in a very nice position where I'm actually at home with the kids. So, you know, I them being home more wouldn't have really bothered me. Mm. But like, you know, the working parent is probably thinking, oh my God, what is this proposal now? You know, and they're already freaking out about, like, you know, childcare and all that. But as explained there, it's not the shorter day. It's more introducing breaks within the day and restructuring the curriculum. Which, as I said, I haven't heard anything there now that would...
you'd object to. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit Walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
Yeah, so yeah. You don't mind the idea of maybe more breaks, perhaps even scattered, or a longer lunch break or longer 11 o'clock break throughout the day. What about you, Sean? You have four kids as well, Sean, is that right? Are they all at school? Is Sean with us?
Oh,
hi, Sean. How are you doing?
Hey, can you hear me?
Good, I can hear you perfectly.
Yeah, I have four kids. My oldest is 13. He's in secondary school and the others are in primary school. I've similar thoughts to Lisa there. I was kind of, when I heard that, there's nothing I would object to in that. But when I was listening to that, there was something that kind of came to my mind. If we were going to do something, or we're going to invest that much change, well-being is really, really important. And I suppose in terms of mental health and young people talking and speaking about their, being able to speak about their feelings and emotions is really, really important. But I also feel that's a very cultural shift as well, because unfortunately, not everyone in this country, I suppose adults, they haven't got rid of that stigma around mental health. So I think we need a lot more. We need to start at the basics as well, and have that cultural shift. So I just feel like if we were going to invest that much change, it would be really good to try and throw a few other things in there, if that makes sense.
For teachers to teach the kids as well, Sean?
Well, no, I wouldn't necessarily be, because obviously everything's thrown at teachers and school principals. And my wife is actually a primary school principal, so I know how much.
You know it. Well.
But I just feel that, if we were going to look at this and make changes, it might be to take a step back and maybe look at it from the cultural end of things, rather than just jumping straight into something, if that makes sense.
Okay, and when you say the cultural side of things, would you just maybe expand on that a little bit?
Well, I suppose, we kind of bring these changes in, and yet parents, the support for parents may not be there. Parents may not fully understand what's happening, or in terms of extra breaks and things like that. So I presume there will be support for parents as well as part of this.
Listeners are wondering, Cathal, around would this likely make the teaching day longer if the kids are going to have a longer break within the school day?
No, I don't think so. So the primary curriculum is being overhauled. Literacy and numeracy have to be core to that. But wellbeing will be a new part of that curriculum. And I actually left the political world a week ago, returned to my own school and joined colleagues for the training day. I can see lots of positives coming in. There's teacher burnout. There's lots of people leaving the profession. And I think the idea of well-being is quite good. But I make the point, you should not always overthink things as well. I have seen so many days where, you're having a muggy day in the classroom. The lessons just aren't hitting where they need to hit. You get them all out for a run around the yard. And it doesn't work miracles, but it does help an awful lot. Could I just make the point, though? One of the things that we did see in Finland, which certainly wouldn't be working in Ireland, is not all children are on a standardised day. So we would have seen in a classroom, a lesson was just concluding. It was 9:45, and about 8 or 9 more children joined the class. So we were down the back of the room observing that day, and we asked the teacher, what's that about? And, oh no, they're on a different timetable. They're just after coming in from home, and they'll go home later. So there isn't a standardised day. Children come and go at different times. But then parents seem to be at home way more. The other thing we saw, Andrea, which was quite interesting, and I think we would be horrified in Ireland, we were in the classroom for 2 days with children and teachers, but children were going after school to their own activities unaccompanied by parents. So we met a 9-year-old who was going to get public transport from the school gate by himself, go to the local swimming pool and go home again. So their whole culture is geared around striking that balance of independence and parenting early on in life, far earlier than we have in Ireland. We're talking about, when our kids are in sixth class, maybe first year, let them try out the public bus. But nowhere before that would we even contemplate that. So it's not that grass is always greener the further away you are. But I do think giving the child's mind time to rest a bit of oxygen in the lungs, running around the yard is always good.
Right, listeners, some of the views on this from texters today, right, the shorter school days, why do we continue to look to further complicate our already dysfunctional educational model? That's one listener. Another texter says, we are dumbing down everything. If you take out breaks and time moving between the classes, I bet that in primary school they actually do about 2.5 hours of classwork, if even. How are we preparing children for the real world? Another listener makes the point, I also think this is more dumbing down of the Irish education system. And this listener says, Cathal is right. The curriculum, as it is totally overloaded. Peter, you're a teacher in the classroom. What do you make of these proposals?
Yeah, thanks, Andrea. Look, there's definitely some merit to it. And I'm glad the committee went over to look at Finland, because I'm out starting my education year 20 years ago in St. Pat's. And since then, they've been talking about the Finnish model of education. Just a couple of points on shorter days. It wouldn't be a shorter day for the teacher. It would be kind of less contact time in terms of the actual teaching and learning that's happening with those breaks in between. A lot of teachers listening to this will know anecdotally, we do little brain breaks and movement breaks in between our lessons at the moment anyways, because we have to, because kids being expected to sit in a chair for 5 hours a day, you know, you wouldn't expect it of adults, and yet we are expecting it of our children. I think a couple of the points there that came in saying that we're not preparing children for the real world and a lack of classwork, we need to fundamentally shift what we want from education and primary education and the aims of education. Like, why are we sending children to school? Are we sending them to low their lakes and rivers, or are we trying to develop their critical thinking skills? Are we trying to develop their awareness of their well-being and their mental health and their physical health? So there needs to be a fundamental cultural shift to the aims of primary education. That needs to percolate through secondary education. It needs to focus on what the Leaving Cert is for, and is that a good metric for developing people holistically as they go out into life? And a lot of that work would start in primary school. So yes, I do think we need more breaks throughout the school day, but also, you know, the new primary framework curriculum that's being implemented in schools over the next few years, they have essentially broken the curriculum that we have now down into five areas. So they're trying to develop a more holistic approach, and it is a more skill-based curriculum.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are moving slowly towards that. But again, teacher overload, teachers are very stressed, and we're not getting the supports that we need. So if we might feed that back into the Oireachtas committee there as well.
You might think that would help too. Listener says, I totally agree with the suggestion around longer breaks in primary school. When my own daughter was in the early days of primary school, she'd often come home with most of her lunch in the box because she didn't have time to eat it. They'd have to go out into the yard. I'm a secondary teacher myself. I also agree with teachers being overloaded with initiatives, that something well-being needs to be stripped back to the basics. For example, just more fresh air, exercise and playtime. Jen Hogan is with us, Irish Times journalist, host of the Conversations with Parents podcast. Are you in favour of some of these potential proposals, Jen?
Yeah, I think there will have been a collective sigh of relief from parents around the country who've just started the Easter holidays, trying to manage the juggle there at the clarification that we're not actually looking at a shorter school day, which I think maybe caused a bit of panic there. But we know like school is not childcare. We know that. But every parent works around, or any parent who's got children at school tends to factor that into their working arrangements. And so any kind of move around there would have caused huge panic. But the idea of actually bringing in this kind of more freedom to play and more breaks, I think that would appeals to me hugely. I think, you know, the setting in which children learn often is quite abnormal for them, you know, sitting for long periods of time. And as Cathal and others have explained there, it is great for them to get out and get a move around. Around the well-being, I love the idea of well-being, but one of the things I'd love to see is, you know, that the kids actually got to engage in well-being as opposed to filling out a well-being workbook, you know, which is kind of a bit ironic. Home they come at for hope to do homework, which I am no fan of, and I've long voiced my objections to, and I like that the Finnish model isn't very keen on that either. they come home in the evening, instead of getting the chance to have a break, they're filling out their well-being workbook, writing about the sort of things that they like to do to make them feel better instead of actually just doing those things. So I hope that we'd see kind of a real move towards proper well-being. But I do think it's important that they get longer breaks. I think it's really important that school teaches children this healthy balance of work, rest and play. And I think as a society as a whole, we've got that terribly wrong. You know, we do glamorize overworking a little bit and getting kids to understand, you know, that taking your break and enjoying the things that float your boat are really important too, and giving them that chance to kind of recalibrate and take in what it is and move, because movement is so important to kids. I mean, we laugh at the idea of the lunchbox, you know, the lowly apple that goes in on a Monday and makes the journey to and from school every day in the schools that don't have the school lunches, you know, coming back at the end of the week and school lunch has not been eaten. But when we have such a short amount of time for kids to eat and such a short amount of time for them to play outside, that is something that we need to look at. And I'd love to see different activities for children be afforded maybe in school as well, that they get that chance to value music and drama and sport. Because playing sport is a real privilege for some kids. It really does come down to a family's financial means. There's huge costs involved in signing up to clubs outside schools in lots of areas. So valuing those sort of things, I totally agree that the curriculum is overloaded and would love to see us kind of get that balance. So in theory, yes, I'm totally in favour of it, especially now that I know they won't be shortening our days and they won't be creating more stress and panic.
There won't be at home a little bit more. Cathal, just on this, I mean, like I know that there is sort of a focus at the moment around examining the primary school curriculum, but what is likely to happen now following on from this trip that you've had?
Yeah, well, when I left the primary classroom in 2020, we were teaching 13 subjects, and I can rattle them all off because we had to do accountability for each one every week and every month. Now it's going to be trimmed down in Ireland to 5 core areas, as your teacher just a few moments ago mentioned. In Finland, they seem to have pared back even more. But the one thing we saw as well was that certain curricular areas are seen to have a real higher order and they need to be led out with expertise. So they have the Swedish language as a minority language in their country, and yet it's an official language. So I guess it's similar to Irish. Those Swedish lessons are led out by a Swedish language teacher. So the teacher isn't being the jack of all trades trying to cover 13 subjects. They specialise in areas. So I would like to think, and I'm wearing more my teacher hat now than I would like to think of the future. If we want to see the Irish language survive, excel and be vibrant, I would love to see dedicated Irish language teachers in our schools going from classroom to classroom during the day, leading out the curriculum with expertise, maybe PE teachers as well. So their PE reflects that some people have sporting prowess, others have dyspraxia. There's a whole range of abilities. And there's physical literacy, the children, you know, fundamental movements. I would love to see, you know, that those kind of initiatives creep into the Irish system. We are going the right way, but I think the burnout of teachers, and I cannot stress it enough, I hear it so much from colleagues, it's huge. And every social malaise, Andrea, as I and other callers there have mentioned, it cannot always be lumped back on teachers. Article 42 of our constitution said, and has said for decades, the parent is the primary educator of the child. Some parents are very adept at doing that. Some might need a bit of assistance, but the parental role here cannot be lost.
There's a lot of reaction to this, actually. You know, and people, I should say, in the main, very much in favour of the idea of the longer breaks during school. Definitely not any suggestion, though, around a shorter school day. This texter says, I was chatting to a principal who said that with all of the extra curriculum with SPHE, teachers find there isn't enough hours to cover everything. So if they give longer breaks, they'll have to make the day longer. And this texter tells us that most schools give the children regular movement breaks between lessons. I'm currently a second class primary school teacher and we do daily laps around our pitch along with short movement breaks of about 3 minutes between every subject. I agree the curriculum is busy, but if the teachers had teaching assistants and smaller class sizes, everything could be accomplished, says this listener. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. For the moment, though, that, of course, is Fianna Fáil, Clare TD, Cathal Crowe, Lisa O'Sullivan Shaw, Peter, Jen Hogan and Sean. Thanks a million for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.